All right. It is Sunday baseball, and the Giants and the Athletics wrap up this three-game interleague series. The Giants have won the first two and go for the sweep today. We're joined by Adam Copeland. Of course, you can hear him on the leadoff spot Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. and on a million other shows, too. Adam, how are you?
I'm good, Marty. What's going on, man? How are you? Happy Sunday.
Yeah, not too bad. Everything is going well, and it was a late game last night. 7:05 start on a Saturday night. What did you think of that?
I thought it was weird. I didn't know. I know sometimes they do national broadcasting. You end up with like that Fox game that's at 4 o'clock, and I know the Giants for a number of years now have scheduled that Saturday 6:05 start. I always like the Saturday 6:05, gets you out a little early. But I don't know. I thought it was a little funky. I think as of right now on the schedule, it's the latest home Saturday night start of the season. So maybe it was a little makeup for how quick Friday night's game went, right?
Yeah, and last night, almost at least 4 hours last night or close to it, and then it's the turnaround, the comeback today on a beautiful day for baseball. We know around 1 o'clock game time it's going to be terrific out there. But the players have to be a little bit tired today, and Crawford's not in the lineup today, but Posey is back today.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing Posey's back in there. Sort of a bummer he was scratched the other night, but how about Kirk Casale? A couple of big knocks 2 days in a row after 0-for-4 yesterday with 4 strikeouts and gets the game-winning hit. He was locked in, fastball out up over the zone, but I'm with you. It's nice to have Posey in there today because I guess based on normal scheduling coming into this series, we probably would have had Buster on Friday and Saturday and then had Kirk Casale today. So kind of nice to have Buster back there with Sammy Long, I think, today. I don't know. I always think it's kind of cool. The young kid from Sacramento or from the Sacramento area grew up a Giants fan, gets the throw to a guy that he grew up rooting for in Buster Posey. So always kind of a fun wrinkle to the game.
I think of all the young players the Giants have come across, especially pitchers lately, this kid's got the it factor. There's something about him. I want to see him pitch. I really do.
Yeah, you know what it is for me is it's the wipeout curveball. It's having a secondary pitch that if you can locate the fastball and then you can come over the top with that curveball. And Tim Lincecum kind of used to do that. Like, he had that wipeout changeup or that wipeout split-finger fastball. And I'm not saying Sammy Long has any sort of the same electricity necessarily as Tim Lincecum, but because he can locate the fastball so early in his career and he had that wipeout changeup or the wipeout split, when he developed the get-it-over curveball, having that third pitch just to give guys a different look made him almost unhittable. So I'm with you. I like that they're giving him an opportunity to start now. I like that he's going to see the top of the lineup and hopefully get a little longer out of him today. I'd like to see him go five, maybe into the sixth inning, because we haven't seen him have a big long outing. And I know that for you, Marty, being that you've been around the game for so long, hoping that a starting pitcher goes five is not necessarily something that's really tantalizing. But I'd like to see him stretch out Sammy Long a little bit.
Yeah, he got six against the Phillies and, pretty much in command. He's got to establish the fastball. He's still a young pitcher. You know, the Lincecum comparison, I think, is a good one. I haven't seen him wear a T-shirt that says, "Let Sammy Smoke." I haven't seen that yet. But
no.
For me, it's a little bit of the curveball. And, look, I saw Barry Zito when he first came up. I've seen his Cy Young year. I've seen the bad years here. I've seen the game against Colorado early in the, 2012 season that he pitched a fabulous game. And it's the curveball that's tantalizing for me for Sammy Long, because this is not an easy pitch to throw. And it's not an easy pitch to get called today from the umpires because nobody throws it.
Well, and we're also in the era where it's all about, the off-speed pitch. You have guys on rosters, guys like Richard Rodriguez on the Pirates. Jake McGee is one in the bullpen for the Giants who just throw the fastball, right? Who all they do is rear back and throw it as hard as they can, as high as they can in the zone. And you try to get swings and misses, but you're right. And the Barry Zito one, I think, is also a pretty good comp from when he first came up, because Zito's velocity obviously was much lower by the time he came to the Giants. But when he came up, he could throw into the mid-90s or so, 94, 95, 93, I think is kind of where he lived. And the big looping curveball in there at 75 or 76 was a great off-speed pitch. And you're right. If you can locate the fastball in today's game up in the zone, and I get what you're saying about the called strike on the curveball, it's all about where it crosses, not where the catcher ends up with it, right? But if you can locate the high fastball, especially to some of these right-handed hitters, or if you do it on the high outside part of the plate, and then you can drop a curveball in there, that can be a really deceiving pitch. And because we've seen the swings and misses, that's what – I remember they used to say that about Jonathan Sanchez a lot, that the hitters obviously will tell you how good your stuff is. Mm-hmm. But it's not just about throwing strikes past guys. It's about how you make the big league hitters look. And these guys, at least early in his career so far, have not been picking up the curveball. He's had a lot of good swings and misses, I feel like, on that pitch over his first, what's he had, four or five outings at this point?
Well, this is his fourth coming up now.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, you brought up a good point, and that is soft contact. You know, one of the reasons the Giants' defense is so good is that the contact from the starting pitching is soft, and it analytically it bears out. It's in just about every analytical formula you see, and that's part of what you're talking about. And the key to pitching is getting the hitter off balance. That is the key, and along with the curveball, can get you off balance because he could throw 96, 97 and then come back with, you know, 82, and that's the deal.
Yeah, it's a great point about the soft contact, and I think we've seen that out of the bullpen with Tyler Rogers, which at times has gotten a little funky with him, I think to the Evan Longoria injury play where there was like three infield hits like in a row or something in that ninth inning, and guys are sort of running around out of position looking for a way to field it. But you're right, more consistently or more often than not, if guys are making weak contact on the ground and you feel good about guys like Brandon Crawford at short, obviously when Longoria is out there, he plays a great third base. When Belt is out there at first, he's great. Lamont Wade has been fantastic at first. Donovan Solano has his moments, I think, where he'll have a defensive lapse, but for the most part, he's done a pretty nice job. So I'm with you. The soft contact, I think, has played a huge role in why the defense has been such a positive element for the Giants. And also, when you have guys around the infield, these veterans who have gold gloves and know where to position themselves and know where to make up a step in their age 34 season, I think it does wonders for this defense.
Well, it's funny. Adam Copeland with us, the host of the Leadoff Spot. Walk versus walk. I said it's spy versus spy. It's the old Mad Magazine here. It's who's going to walk more, the A's or the Giants. And the Giants don't walk you. And they've got the best walk ratio in baseball today. And the A's have lived for years on getting that walk and then building the rally and getting a home run. And the Giants just don't give you that advantage.
Well, it's so funny. We kind of joked about that over the last couple of years, I think, with Farhan. You know, managing the Giants or building the Giants in the way that the A's were built for a number of years with low budget acquisitions and small trades and pieces on the fringe and guys who were just sort of extra players on other rosters and you snatch them up. But it goes deeper than that, to your point, Marty. I mean, for 20 years, we've been talking about this style of baseball for the A's where they grind starting pitchers out of the game. And the Giants do that now, both at the plate. But then, to your point, on the mound, they're just not walking guys. They do not give up free passes. It's all about being able to locate. And I think that's why we see guys like Caleb Berger, who's been optioned out of AAA. I know he was banged up for a minute, but his walk rate was not fantastic. He had had a couple of instances where he's gotten a wild hair up his nose. I think we saw that a little bit with Reyes Maranta also. Obviously, he's been injured. But when guys are coming into the games and issuing walks, I mean, you can't give up free passes like that, especially in the home run era that we're in right now. If you're up a couple of runs late in the ballgame and you put a guy on base and next guy up hits a bomb, then you're in some trouble. So I think, obviously, the Giants are built for 2021 baseball, but it's a great point you make about the style of baseball the Giants are playing compared to what the A's have done for the last 20 years. And it showed over the last couple of games, last night included.
Well, that's the challenge for Sammy Long today, is not give up those free tickets and make them earn whatever they're going to earn today. And for Cole Irvin, it's the same deal. You know, this lefty out of the University of Oregon, and he can strike you out. He's got pretty good control. So this promises to be a pretty good matchup today. Well, I'm on a new crusade here, and that is to get Duggar out of the seventh spot. And when the season started, Posey was down there, and I was yelling and screaming about that, you know, because he can hit, get him up to the three spot, which thank goodness they finally did. I'd like to see Duggar higher up in the lineup. I think they're wasting him down in that seventh spot.
Yeah, it's interesting because they've got Lamont Wade up there a lot, right, in the leadoff spot against right-handed pitching. Where do you want to see Duggar hit? Which spot in the lineup would make you feel better?
Well, I would, you know, honestly, I hate to say it. I'd put him second, and I'd put Yastrzemski first. And it's kind of the LaStella business, you know, but he's got the fractured thumb now. He won't be back for a while. And I put Wade further down the lineup because I think Wade can drive people in. I think he can hit the ball out of the park. He's got five homers and, what, 80-some-odd at-bats. And I think he's a very, very disciplined hitter. And I'd put him in that five spot or six spot. That's where I'd put Wade.
Yeah. Yeah, my only concern, I guess, with you, I know Yastrzemski strikes out a lot, I guess, and then putting him in the, no, I mean, everybody strikes out a lot nowadays, so I guess it wouldn't be the end of the world. But I want to say they've tried Mike Yastrzemski in the leadoff spot a couple of times over the last few years and have had some success with it. I've got no problem with Steven Duggar hitting higher in the lineup. I love his speed. Scoring from first base on a double up the line yesterday was fantastic. And Duggar's a guy who, you know, he sort of had to fight for his opportunity to play again this year. You know, a new regime comes in, and he's a guy who had a number of injuries and had struck out a bunch and was supposed to be this Steve Finley-like leadoff hitter, and it's sort of finally coming to fruition now. And as long as he stays healthy, I think he's going to be a key contributor because he plays a great center field, Marty. I love the way he runs the bases. And you said it, he's got that sort of gap-to-gap power where if you can get him up at the top of the lineup, maybe Yaz gets on and he can knock him over to third or drive him in there from the two holes. So I'm okay with where he's been in the seven spot. Maybe it is the coveted seven spot now, Marty. Maybe everybody Gabe Kapler plugs into seven gets hot, like a Buster Posey and a Steven Duggar. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, tell him to put Ruff in there at DeBond and see what happens.
See if that happens.
Hey, where's your podcast partner? Do you know where he is?
Kerry, no, he just told me he was getting away and like he was not going to be reachable. And so I haven't talked to him since Thursday morning, I don't think.
All right. Yeah, I think he's in Park Ranger School at Jellystone National Park, something like that. But I'm looking forward to the stories when he comes back next week, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, me too. Me too, Marty.
All right. Have a great Sunday. Always a pleasure, and I'll see you soon. Thanks, Adam.
All right, Marty. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care. All right. That is Adam Copeland of the leadoff spot. You can hear him every morning, Monday through Friday at 5 a.m., which I do every once in a while. All right, Bill Lasky's coming back with Susan Slusser, who covers the Giants for the San Francisco Chronicle, and I've got the talk back today, so we've got more ahead right here on the Sports Leader.
Generating any kind of income right now is tough. Hi, it's David Hollander, president and founder of Liberty Wealth Management and host of Protect Your Assets. Interest rates are so low right now that many are taking risk in the stock market as a result. But it doesn't have to be that way. I've uncovered an opportunity for you that exists right now in the energy space. It's an investment that looks to generate some income in an alternative asset class not correlated to the stock market, but it won't last long. Find out how to take advantage of this opportunity right now by calling 866-PROTECT. To get information about this investment, call my team at Liberty Wealth Management right now. The number to call is 1-866-776-8328. Call 866-PROTECT today.
Investment advisory services offered through Liberty Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Liberty Group may not give tax advice.